Welcome to Soundwatch, a science podcast dedicated to communicating ecological issues and relevant research to Southeast Alaska. Soundwatch is comprised of students from the University of California, Santa Cruz, studying the effects of global change on the unique marine ecosystems here in Sitka.
Hi everyone, I'm Samantha.
I'm Jared.
And I'm Joycelyn.
We're students from the University of California, Santa Cruz, and we're here in Sitka to do marine research. But today, we're holding this podcast to talk about something big that's making Alaska's fish smaller. Joycelyn, can you explain what the problem is?
Yeah, Sam. It's a process called deoxygenation. Deoxygenation happens when water loses its ability to hold oxygen. This can happen in oceans, streams, and lakes. Oxygen is crucial for development, so low levels of oxygen makes creatures like fish and crabs grow more slowly and causes them to have a smaller body size.
Whoa, that could be bad. A lot of people in Alaska depend on sea life for their livelihoods. What causes oxygen loss?
That's a good question. On a large scale, oxygen loss in bodies of water is caused by global warming. Warming in the atmosphere causes the ocean to warm too, and since warm water holds less oxygen, there's less of it to go around.
So warmer water holds less oxygen. That's interesting.
It's true. But what makes things worse is that even natural processes can add to the problem. When aquatic animals die, bacteria break them down. This is a normal part of the food chain, but the bacteria use up even more oxygen when they decompose things. Warming and decomposition are contributing to a zone in the middle layer of the ocean that has barely any oxygen in it.
So what's happening in this oxygen-free zone?
Basically nothing, since hardly anything lives there. This is turning into a huge problem for fisheries. Warming is causing this zone to expand, which means there's less habitat for sea animals to live in. As a result, animals might move deeper in the ocean to find oxygen, which can make fishing much harder.
Is Southeast Alaska being affected by oxygen loss?
Yes. Oxygen loss can also be seen in streams throughout Alaska, and is a big problem when salmon return to their streams to spawn. The low oxygen in these streams is caused by large numbers of returning salmon, warmer water, and low stream flow. The oxygen is so low that it can kill the fish before they get a chance to spawn. This prevents the birth of a new generation of salmon.
That's a really huge impact on salmon. With a problem that big, is there anything we can do to help?
Actually, the solution is pretty simple. Since the oxygen loss in the water is caused by global warming, reducing your carbon footprint will reduce oxygen loss. So doing things like walking and biking to work, growing and catching your own food like many Alaskans already do, and installing solar panels are great ways to reduce carbon in your day-to-day life.
I've also heard that electric cars and hybrids are getting pretty popular in Sitka.
Totally. If you're looking to buy a new car, fuel-efficient options are great. In addition to being mindful of our personal carbon footprints, there are changes we can make on a larger scale. Voting politicians into office who have goals to reduce the carbon emissions of Alaska can make a really big change statewide. Calling representatives and asking them to support bills that cut down on the state's carbon footprint is also a great way to get involved.
Those are great ways to make a difference. Can you sum up why we should take action to stop oxygen loss in our waters?
Well, by taking action, we can reduce the effects of global warming, and if the oceans start to cool again, they'll be able to hold more oxygen. If we start making changes now, we can contribute to a future where the ocean can support fish and people.
That's a really great insight, Jared. Well, thank you both for helping us understand this issue. Again, I'm Samantha.
I'm Jared.
I'm Joycelyn.
And that concludes this episode. Thanks for tuning in.